Bearded sprinkle top is a troublesome weed to California rice growers, and it's becoming more difficult to control. Working on solutions is Katie Driver, a third-year PhD student at UC Davis. She's working in the Rice Weed Science Lab in the Department of Plant Sciences under Professor Kasim Al-Khatib. She presented her research at the California Weed Science Society annual meeting in Sacramento.
So, Katie, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thanks, Patrick. It's nice to be here.
So, Katie, how long have you been working on the bearded sprangletop weed?
So, I have been working on the weed bearded sprangletop since I started. Really, my PhD project came about from grower concerns that were brought up at many field days, or most of the time our rice growers are extremely vocal about letting us know when there's a problem.
Yeah.
So, I took all of these issues that were arising and designed a PhD program out of that. So, I've been working on the same weed but different aspects of control. So, some of the stuff that I presented today was on the flooding tolerance that we found, but a lot of my work has focused on herbicide resistance as well as alternative management plans for this weed, because what we found is that it's emerging later, which causes us to see herbicide control failures because the timing of emergence versus the timing of application for herbicides. So that's something pretty useful that we can send out to our growers to let them know that, hey, it's not necessarily a resistance problem, it's an issue of when we're applying this herbicide. And then on top of that, a lot of growers have always said, we could usually control it with a flood, but now we can't anymore. So we have confirmed that it is tolerant to flooding. However, we're still looking into the mechanism of adaptation for that flooding.
So Katie, are we looking at other herbicides for this weed?
For other ways to control it, really at this point, it's just working with the herbicides that we actually have, because we can't actually create more at the university. So we do a lot of contract research with herbicide companies. So we have more herbicides hopefully coming soon that offer a little bit of hope on that end.
How does it impact the rice production?
That we can see reductions in rice yield of up to 36% when we have large infestations. However, this weed won't outcompete a lot of other species that we find, but usually if you can control those weeds, you'll see this becoming more of a problem.
Well, Katie, let's talk a little bit more about these flooding depths for this weed.
We used three different flooding depths on a few different populations of clomazone and found that they were surviving a standard 4-inch flood, but were contained or controlled at a 8-inch flood. But it's not realistic for most of our rice growers to flood their fields to 8-inch level of water. So that means that we're really going to have to try to work on another way to control this weed, maybe by altering our herbicide application timing to catch the actual emergence of the weed, or hopefully with some new herbicides we'll have a better handle on actually controlling it. But it does indeed survive a 4-inch flood.
Well, Katie, a 4-inch flood is typical. Where do we go from here?
From here, just because the rice culture is heavily dependent on herbicides, we're just going to have to do a better job of figuring out the appropriate timing of those herbicides for growers to better use. And then again, just continue our research with herbicide companies on trying to get new products labeled.
So Katie, where do you go from here?
So I will actually be finishing hopefully by this December. So I'm looking to go into industry with a chemical company.
So Katie, interesting research. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.